All right, good evening. I'd like to call the May 1st, 2024 meeting of Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee to order. Rise for the pledge, please.
Where'd she put it? Right there.
Sheriff, would you like to lead us in the pledge?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Chair Hansett.
Present.
Deputy Chair Hewitt.
Present.
Legislator Maloney. Legislator McCullough.
Here.
And Legislator Walz. Three and two absent.
So we have a quorum. Thank you. Approval of the April 3rd, 2024 meeting minutes. Any discussion or questions?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Very good.
I'll second.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes approved. This will be easy to like.
I know.
All right. Do you have a regular agenda for me also?
Yes.
So the first resolution is Resolution 218, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $30,380, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county, Daigle Law Group, LLC, Ulster County Sheriff. Sheriff, would you like to speak on that, please?
Sure. So we're an agency that has an accreditation through the Division of Criminal Justice Services. So all of our policies are reviewed on a regular basis. We're in the process of updating so many policies. Since taking office, I've changed and added policies. And so what the Daigle Group does is reviews it to make sure that they're within state and DCJS guidelines before we publish and issue it to all the members of the office.
Okay. Any discussion or questions?
Is this the thing that occurs every 5 years that we spoke about before?
So, yeah. So, last year, we have three different accreditations. We have jail, which is actually, corrections accreditation is this year. Last year, it was the criminal division. And the year before, it was the civil division. And those are good for 5 years. So, every 5 years, they still stop by and do spot checks.
Oh.
DCJS will still come up. And they will do spot checks to make sure that we're up to speed. And if their policies in today's world of law enforcement are living documents. Things change on a whim. There are new laws that come out, and then we have to change our policies based on the laws that are passed by the legislature, the Assembly and the Senate, and the governor.
Any other questions? Okay, motion to adopt the resolution.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is carried. Resolution 219, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $31,500, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county, Tyler Technologies, Inc., Ulster County Sheriff's. Sure.
Tyler Technologies is our records management system. Not only do we do our own records management for the Sheriff's Office, but about 80% of the county's law enforcement agencies use our records management system. The only ones that don't use them is the City of Kingston Police Department, the Saugerties Police Department, and the New York State Police. Every other agency here in this county uses the Ulster County Sheriff's Office law enforcement records management system. That's what Tyler is.
Okay. Discussion or questions?
Is that records management recording inmate information, or is it policies in all of your records?
No, these are all calls, any calls that come in, any cases that are, case numbers that are generated, and whatever that crime is, it's all generated in a records management system.
Any other questions or discussion? Okay. A motion to adopt the resolution?
I'll make the motion.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. The next resolution is a resolution 220, creating and funding positions for the Ulster County Sheriff's Officer Wellness Unit. We have Juanita Hotchkiss with us, Director of Community and Incarcerated Services. So I don't know who would like to, if you want.
First, I don't know if any, because this is a new legislature for most of the folks, don't know who Juanita Hotchkiss is. She's on my executive committee and is a division head. And she runs, she's the Director of Community and Incarcerated Services, which does our medical assistance treatment program in the jail. Our opioid response as county law enforcement, our AVERT team, which is our anti-violence response team, and the new SAFE team that we got the grants for, which stands for, it's a mental health team that's gonna go out similar to that as Oracle. So it's under her supervision. Although we have social workers and peer advocates that work at the sheriff's office. It really has changed the culture, and she is now in charge of officer wellness. And we have seen recently what happened in my office with a member in corrections, took his own life in the building. And officer wellness is something that we need to focus on. We haven't in a long time. People are afraid, especially in this profession, to seek help. So we want them to seek help, and that's what this is really about in a nutshell. But I'm not going to get into the details as Juanita is, so I want to introduce everyone to Juanita Hotchkiss.
Hi, everyone. And yes, I am the Director of Community Incarcerated Services. I'm also a social worker, so just to put that out there. I have been tasked with working to implement implement a wellness unit that is going to not only reach the individuals that we serve, you know, the individuals in the sheriff's office, but in across Ulster County. So I'm just going to start off by saying that in 2022, the New York State Division for Criminal Justice issued an accreditation standard requiring that accredited agencies create an officer wellness program to address access to resources, prevention and intervention, peer involvement and support, and critical incident response. And so this is actually a state mandate, that we have an accredited organization. We have put forward positions in the past. We do not have a wellness unit that has any paid, it's not established paid wellness positions. Basically, what we're doing is we're using the resources that we have to try to piece things together. And so what we're asking is for the county to put wellness, to recognize first responder wellness, and to put it forward, and let's create a comprehensive unit that will not only address wellness for the sheriff's office, but for the entire community of first responders, which is about 4,300 first responders in Ulster County that are active. And we are also hoping and seeking to provide services to respond to our retired community as well as our volunteer community. It's a very large community out there. And when we're talking about community wellness, officer wellness, first responder wellness is community wellness. This is our community. And so we are looking to create a wellness unit that is going to be made up of multiple components. So it's going to have a community outreach component to really, reach out to especially our retirees, to create comprehensive programming, wellness programming for, active and inactive, those in the community, and to really reach out and make sure that people are, are being connected to services. We're also going to have a trainer on site who's going to be providing wellness trainings. He is going to be, our goal is to create a system where 25% of our first responder population is trained to be a resiliency officer, basically a peer on site to provide support internally for units and organizations. In order to do this, we really need good, solid coordination, though, because once you have a resiliency officer trained, then they need to have resources. They need to be able to send people to someone who can help them. And so that is where we are proposing a behavioral health specialist, someone to work within the unit to really be that solid point person. So once we have, folks trained and connected in the community, that they have a resource to send individuals to refer to, and a point person for follow-up on critical incident responses. It's very important that we offer this type of follow-up. And then finally, to have someone to coordinate the whole thing solid. And, so those are the positions that we're looking for. The titles are within our organization: Deputy Sheriff Lieutenant, Wellness Resource Specialist, aka a social worker as well, or a mental health professional, a deputy sheriff, and a corrections officer. So we have someone from each side of the house all coming together to really solidify this unit. And so that's pretty much what we're asking for. And we do thank you all for the consideration. And if you have any questions, please let me know.
Okay. I just want to add one quickly. This was also part of the Criminal Justice Task Force report that was passed by the legislature 2 years ago. When we think of law enforcement, and she said critical incidents, but you don't know what that means. That's the homicides that we respond to, the fatal accidents, the notifications that we have to do to tell family members when something goes bad. As you know, we see a lot of the bad things that happen in our community, yet we keep that inside and don't, we take it home with us. Divorce rates are extremely high in law enforcement. The use of alcohol, because of the work that we do, becomes an issue as well, because people don't know how to deal with it. She said earlier about the people that are doing the job. These are collateral duties. In other words, mm-hmm. not their primary jobs. So this is a collateral duty. We heard the number of first responders that are in the county. That's everybody. That's firemen. That's dispatchers. That's nurses. That's probation, police officers.
Yeah, that didn't include nurses, that 4,300.
Right.
So it is.
And to me, those are first responders, too. Mm-hmm. So, thank you.
Thank you. Any discussion or questions?
I have a couple questions. I did the math on the first section of all the titles, the deputy sheriff, the officer of wellness, it all equals 298,000. But then the appropriation is 258, which is the balance of the second section of all this. I'm just a little confused about the difference between 298,000 and 258,000. Do you see the number I'm talking about?
Yeah, I can speak on that. I do know that on page 3, mm-hmm. that 258, that would be for the total of the rest of this year, 2024, because
gotcha.
We're not starting from a full year. So
that's it.
I think it's very important that I am the sponsor on this, it's a little bit different. I went to them, they didn't come to us. And when we went up to NYSAC in February, this was talked about very much so. It is a state mandate without any funding. So that's another reason I don't, I'd rather get this started now. I think that our first responders across the board need it. So there's so many statistics out there. They can provide statistics. I can provide statistics. I think everybody sees the statistics if you read anything on this right now. We already have some in-kind space set up for this, which is wonderful. Some county-owned property that was... some rooms that were vacant, so it's set up that that won't be any cost to us. So I just wanted to add those things.
Great. I'm highly supportive. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm wondering if you can give an example. You said you want to connect everyone to services. Can you give us a couple of examples of wellness?
Absolutely. So I'm going to pass this around. So I did put together a little bit of a an overall design of what our vision for the unit looks like. Very similar to our other units and our vision for wellness. So wellness is going to really encompass all things, right? So connectedness is really number one. We know that people who are connected are generally their well-being. They report that their well-being. More positively on the well-being. So to be connected is number one. So we're having this training, putting out in the community, at least getting 25%. And I'm really aiming high. 25% of our first responders trained in resiliency. To be a resiliency officer, essentially what that means is that they are going to be a support. It's like a peer support. They're going to be identified within their unit. Everyone knows that these individuals have signed up to be someone who you can go and talk to. And so we want to have this on every single level. We also want to have one person in every unit or unit. And I say unit, it's going to be every department or unit or whatever. It will be called something different everywhere, but to have one person, point person, where we can communicate resources as they come. For example, we have tuition assistance available for children of first responders, making sure that these resources are being communicated. We have crisis support, financial assistance that it's from nonprofit organizations that are nationwide nonprofit that we are aware of, that we would like to make sure that other people are aware of as well. So really, the CISM response as well. Our unit is.
I don't think I know what CISM is, but the
critical incident stress management.
So referrals to, like everyone, anger management, marital issues.
Yep, resource linkage.
Counseling.
To be that point.
Mental health.
Case management. Mm-hmm. Housing. It could be anything. It could be really struggling with their finances. Whatever's identified, the resiliency officer will be the point person, sort of in their unit, and they'll refer people to our resource specialist who can then really, really assess the situation, help the individual, get them to where they need to go. So I think that's really what's critical here. We don't have that right now, and we don't really have services very specifically for first responders, and it is a unique community with unique needs.
It's always been a stigma too to get help. People don't want to get help. We're looking to figure out a way to change that culture and mindset. Like any other profession or any other, hurt people. And if we have people the hurt comes from what they see, what they do with the work that we tell them. This is the only job. If I say you got to go to that house and do that investigation, you can't say no. It's your job. You have to work an additional 8 hours because someone banging sick. You have to. You can't. No other job is like that. You have to make a split-second decision at the age of 21 to decide somebody's fate or life. And if you do the wrong decision, it has a major effect not only on you, your coworkers, your family. So this is just something that, number one, it's a mandate. Number two, the Criminal Justice Task Force came up with it. But more importantly, it will change the culture in law enforcement and how we deal with our community, and we won't see the things that we've seen in the past when officers dealt with my community, and that's what we're trying to do here.
Is part of changing the culture, you said you want to call the title something different, is that to make it more fun and approachable?
For the various, so when you look and you see the titles on here, mm-hmm. In my mind, so our deputy sheriff that will be in this position will be a community outreach specialist.
Yes,
exactly. And so when we're actually putting these positions together, we want them to have, very specific and unique titles. We will have, training coordinator. We will have the wellness coordinator. And then we will have our resource specialist who's really going to be that. It's the hub within the hub. The individual is really going to be the connector. And then the follow-up is critical, because once we connect people to services, you know, let's make sure that they're okay. And this is very much a proactive approach because, you know, as we identify people within each unit to really be our point person, we're also going to be asking for them to review their call logs from the day before and to identify critical incidents or stressful incidents that might have occurred and reaching out to officers proactively instead of waiting for the pileup to occur for that individual. And so that's going to be another piece. But again, we need to have the staffing, we need to have the system, we need to create this in order to get this. This takes a lot of coordination, and right now we're working with staff that have multiple jobs really within our organization, and it's just, this is what's right.
Yes. Thank you.
I also want to just say thank you for, because I came with the idea is there already and the wellness, but I went to them and said, how can we do this? What will it look like? And they spent hours and hours and just sitting, talking, changing roles, job descriptions. So thank you for all the work.
And thank you for your support. I will leave this just in case.
We will get that, and we'll get on the OneDrive, and we'll get it out to the committee and any other legislator that will want that as well.
There's
so.
A lot of more finer details and workflow information.
Okay. Can I get a motion to adopt the resolution?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you. I have to attend to
yes.
something, so we shall be departing. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay. Resolution 222.
221.
Sorry. 221. Supporting Northern Dutchess Paramedics application for a certificate of need to provide ambulance service to Ulster County. The sponsors are here. Would you like to speak on it first?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
This is a memorializing resolution to support NDP's application for a certificate of need. The certificate of need is filed with the Health Department in Albany. NDP is an ambulance service based in Northern Dutchess County, and they have been increasingly called to provide backup EMS services in the town of Ulster and some other municipalities in Ulster County. So they approached the town of Ulster about this need, and the town supervisor forwarded it to me, and I brought it up to the legislature because this really affects everyone who lives in northern and eastern Ulster County. So far to date, in 2024, NDP has been called 50 times for backup services. The last year they were called 129 times to Ulster County. So this is something we can do at the county level to fix our EMS crisis. It's not a long-term permanent solution, but it's something that can help all of our constituents. I know that they also are talking to the town of Hurley about providing backup services to Hurley. I bring this to the floor, and I know this is sponsored by all three legislators from the town of Ulster.
Okay. We also have Pam Finner. How do you say your last name, Pam?
Finnerchi.
She's the Deputy Director of EMS Coordinator. Would you like to speak on this?
The director put forth, did everybody get a copy of what he put forth? Or not?
No.
Oh. Okay.
He didn't want to, no, he, not yet. Okay.
The director put forth through the committee to get his professional opinion that the Ulster County should remain neutral. Gave a few reasons why he should feel that way. What I'd like to point out, if I don't want to really fully speak for him, is that the certificate of need to expand your services is about a 3-year process. It's not a solution that's going to happen in the next 6 months or a year. The Department of Health has a whole process to do that. The most recent one was done in Westchester County. That took about 3 years. That was from Scarsdale. through the different processes. So the Department of Health will reach out to every agency in Ulster County, from commercial providers to volunteer agencies, and ask their opinion. They'll have a public hearing on this. There's a whole process for that. So the director suggested to be in the trigger.
So on behalf of Director Erickson, he did reach out to me. Have you reached out to him yet?
No, I don't.
Okay. So what, and he is away at a conference, so I'm going to make a motion to postpone this 1 month, just so that perhaps we can have a sit down and discuss this further.
Sure.
What do I do?
Motion to postpone.
Any discussion or questions?
I like the idea of postponing.
Okay.
You're all right. I think I would be acceptable to a short postpone.
Okay, so motion to
postpone.
I'll make the motion.
Resolution.
Mm-hmm. I'll
second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? So we're going to just postpone that 1 month. Thank you. All right, resolution 222, amending the 2024 budget to accept funding from New York State DCJS for the Ignition Interlock Device Enforcement Program, Department of Probation. Director Naccarato?
Yes. So this
a lot
was
to say.
OPCA, which is under, is Office of Probation and Correctional Alternatives, works under DCJS. And in 2016, I believe it's federal funding that they got, they started this pilot program. They looked at counties that had a high number of DWI convictions. So they've been doing this. The three counties focused in both 2016, 2017, and then back again in 2023. So they contacted, they chose Ulster County this year to receive this grant to, and it's for a very short term. It's from basically Memorial Day to Labor Day, to do an ignition interlock device enforcement project, basically looking at people that are convicted of a DWI and making sure that they're in compliance with the IID requirement from Leandra's law. So it's a very focused on that population to, and the money can only be used for overtime. I've talked to the sheriff and he left on me, but we're gonna have a memorandum of agreement to use some of the money for overtime for law enforcement, for sheriff, and because if someone is driving without the IID, then they should be ticketed. So we can't do that. So that's why we would, it'd be a combined enforcement between probation and the sheriff's department. So we just want to accept the money.
Okay. And with that, we do have to do an amendment. It's presented to account for the Social Security costs omitted in the resolution, as submitted by the county executive's office. So,
Social Security edition.
So, that, would you like to speak on that?
So what happened is we submitted the resolution with just the $35,000, $20,000 for overtime for probation and $15,000 for the sheriff. Then, I'm not sure who said that we have to do the Social Security, so they tried to put that into it, but if that can't come out of the grant money, that has to come out from county funds. So it was amended again,
yeah.
I believe, putting it back, and I believe using, we have vacancy money that they're going to use from the county funds for my vacancies to cover the Social Security. So I'm not quite sure what the final one looked like.
So, right, this is, we're just doing an amendment to make it back to the original.
Okay.
So, with that said, motion, so I need a motion to amend the resolution as presented.
Mm-hmm. I'll make that motion.
Second. We already discussed the amendment. So all those in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. That's carried.
Who did the motion? The second one?
Yeah.
Hewitt and then?
It was Hewitt and then.
On okay. The amendment, right?
We're going to do that now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
sorry.
That was on the amendment.
Okay.
So now we'll do a motion to adopt the resolution as amended. Okay. All those in favor? Motion carried. Yeah, pretty much we know who's doing what, right? Okay, thank you for that. Resolution 223, authorizing the county executive to execute an agreement with Dutchess County for the provision of reciprocal conflict defense public defender's office. Would you like to speak on that, please?
Sure. This is really a renewal contract that's been in place since 2017, wherein counties, each of us provides a public defender for the neighboring county in those instances wherein our office is conflicted off a case rather than the case going directly to an 18B attorney, which would be at $158 an hour. It goes just to somebody who's on staff. And we report to each other quarterly to make sure that neither county is really being overloaded by the caseload, and we're doing quite well. So this is just a renewal, and it is state funded.
Okay, very good. So any discussion or questions on this? Okay, motion to adopt the resolution?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Come
on. All in favor? Opposed? Motion's carried. Thank you. And our last resolution is Resolution 224, amending the 2024 Ulster County budget to adjust the annual salary of the district attorney as required by the New York State Judiciary Law, Ulster County District Attorney's Office. And we have ADA Saja Ahmed here from the district attorney's office to speak on that.
Sure. So this, our district attorney's salary is tied to the salary of the county court judge. So Governor Hochul proposed a 10% pay raise for judges around New York State, and that was passed as part of the 2024 state budget. I will tell you just personally, it was a nice day for me to go to the district attorney at the end of, I think, day three or day four of a murder trial and give him the pleasant news that this had passed. I believe the county offices did prepare the resolution. That's the reason for the amendment. I think that originally the FICA and Social Security and the retirement weren't in there. Thank you, Legislator Hansett and Chair, for letting me know that. And they are decreasing some of the contingency money to make sure that this is budget neutral. And obviously I'm biased, but I will say that DA Nagy has been at the office probably every single day for a very long time, but especially since assuming the office of district attorney. And this is required by state law. There shouldn't be anything to discuss, but I'm happy to take any questions.
So we can have a discussion or questions, but as she said, it is a state, it's mandated, so there's really, but if anybody has any questions?
I'm trying to think of a joke.
No, yes, if you pass by the courthouse, first in, last out, definitely
yes.
Holds.
Yeah.
And I see the public defender nodding along.
His car is always there.
Yeah. So as with the previous resolution, we have to do, they put the Social Security in. So we're going to do an amendment is presented to account for retirement and Social Security costs omitted in the resolution as submitted by the county executive. So I would like a motion to amend the resolution as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, that's carried. And motion to adopt the resolution as amended.
I'll make that motion. Sorry,
guys.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Very good. All right. We do have something under new business, but we're going to table that till next time because the legislator that wanted to speak on that is not here. Any other new business from anyone? Okay, any old business? All right. We have a motion for
adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're joining us here.
Yes.
It was quick. We got, I think we got some stuff accomplished, so. No. So what we do is we take it on the road sometimes. So it might be at the law enforcement center. It might be at the DA's office.
Yeah.
Do you have room by you?
I have a conference room. I think it would fit.
Yeah, I've never, I haven't been over there yet, so
yeah,
maybe we'll do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a more information.
Trial, for sure.
It was 42 witnesses.
I'm coming over.
You're good with that 1 month, so that every kid.
This was actually the trial. This is Sarah.
It's hard, yeah.
And then I saw that you gave people.
Greg and Chris, I need you guys to sign my stuff.
Yeah, I knew you
would.
You got to sign all the resolutions.
Yep, we got to sign that. We have to sign the
attendance.
No, the
but I can at least show you what it's like.
The minutes.
Can I borrow your pen?
Can
I borrow your pen? Where am I? Where am I?
You are right here.
Thank you so much for calling me to.
Chris,
where are you going?
Chris, no, you're not. Come
you
here. Come here.
What the hell is wrong with you, dude?
No, I want to go on vacation, bro.
Not mess with him.
I'm leaving. I'm going on vacation. I'm going on a plane tomorrow.
Okay, which one did we?
Okay, give me.
There's one
give
that
me,
was
come
postponed.
Me. Hold on.
We don't sign that one.
Sorry, Liz.
It's all right. You're gonna get time out.
I know. Thank you.
Get your. You have a pen or no?
I do.
You know why? Because I'm going on freaking vacation tomorrow.
Yes.
So I'm leaving.
We have to do this.
You got my stuff, right? I send the,
What?
What did I send to you?
So this is mine.
Vicky should have sent it to you.
What? Oh, yes. I have it. Okay. You're good.
Financial disclosure
form. You're good. They're good. Everybody's good.
I did mine today.
All right. So this is just a regular one. So you're going to right here. And you guys.
There's one that was postponed.
That I got it.
Okay.
When they vas mañana?
Orlando.
Mm.
Yes, for a week. Okay, that one is good. And then goes to, yep, let's do that.
I just got a new teacher today. My Spanish teacher started today at 3 o'clock.
Really?
At the shop?
Yep.
Nice.
What is it that you do?
Hmm?
What do you do?
I run Tilda's Kitchen.
She does everything.
Oh.
I do everything.
Hold on a second. This is 20. Okay, you're good.
Were there any? Oh, you're going to tell me when the amendment one?
Right.
I got it. Yep, I got it all written out already.
The postponed.
So those are these are regular. These are fine. We had to change the gold sheets because of this.
Yep.
Give that one to Chris.
About what?
How there's now this new column.
I saw
this is going to be a new column now. That's when we have other stuff. But for right now, this is we're still good.
Okay.
221. That's you,
this
and then you're going to approve.
Way too much,
but yeah, but I'm directing you. Like, seriously.
No, I know how to do this. I'm just saying all these extra columns.
Don't
man.
Worry about it. I'm telling you. I'm even pointing
you don't get
to
no
it.
Extra pay?
All right, this is the one. This is the 222. Okay. This is the amending as presented.
I think
you have to do both. Huh?
You should get extra pay for showing
them. Okay, so this here?
Yes.
And here?
And here.
Yes.
Because you are approving it. And he already went through this yesterday, so he knows.
He did?
Yeah. We had to go through that in his committee.
And this is a regular one.
This is a regular one, 223. Look at you guys.
Yep.
Look at you guys shine.
I'm on fire.
Okay, this is the second one, the 224. That's the adopt amendment as presented. And then adopted.
Boom, boom.
Boom.
And boom.
Boom.
You created the sheet?
Jay did.
All right. Here's your pen. Hands it. Don't. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You get a tool?
This is law enforcement, Greg.
That's why you didn't
have that. I know.
We got
that works.
We used to do HHS with Health and Human Services. It's much easier. No, it's next Monday. I have Health and Human Services tomorrow. I'm saying it worked. HHS. The system was pretty good. Now we have